And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Richard Taylor. Most of us are making plans for July 4th. Some of us will have cookouts or go to the beach. There's the traditional festival for the Eno in Durham, and of course, the huge Keenan Stadium fireworks display. Of course, Ron Stutz as MC. But let's not forget about the Carver Family 4th. The morning begins with music and gathering on the town's front lawn at Weaver Street Market. As American flags fly everywhere, look for a variety of clever 4th-themed costumes as participants vie for prizes handed out by the Carver Recreation and Parks Department. Then red, white, and blue attired kids, bikes, wagons, and dogs line up for the annual People's Parade towards Town Hall at 300 West Main Street. About 10:30 a.m., the piercing siren from the fire department's big ladder truck leads the colorful parade of people down recently refurbished West Weaver Street. The village band plays first under the big elm with up-tempo marches and patriotic tunes, followed by several other bands and singing groups. Activities for kids and families cover town commons. It's a low-key tradition in Carver. Carver even had its own fire department stage fireworks show until 1990, right there on the playfield that later became town commons. But insurance costs and logistics stopped that tradition, and now West End's helped support the Big Bash at Keenan Stadium. So here's an invitation for all Carver residents, visitors, shoppers, and supporters to be part of the family this July 4th. We'll save you a shady spot under our historic Great American Elm where you can watch the people and hear the music in style. We can paint a flag on your face and even save you a piece of watermelon. This is Richard Taylor.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.